Thank you for joining me for the East Valley News. I'm your volunteer reader, Leslie Hunt. Today we're going to be focusing on the news of the past week from Santan and Queen Creek. So if you're ready, let's get going. Our first article is entitled Arizona Ostrich Rancher Makes Flock Available for Research. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune, June 14, 2025, and written by Janelle Maloney, Tribune contributor. Damon C. D.C. Cogburn of the world-famous roadside attraction at Picacho Peak is making his flock of ostriches available for the medical field, stating ostrich antibodies have the potential to cure an infinite number of diseases. Proof for the bird's breeder's claim has been found in numerous publicly accessible laboratory studies conducted in Japan and Iran. During the COVID pandemic, one veterinary doctor, Dr. Yasuhiro Tsukamoto, used ostriches to formulate antibodies that responded to the deadly flu virus that claimed nearly 1.3 lives. In Iran, scientists affiliated with the Pasteur Institute Medical Research Center in Tehran repeated the same process with ostriches to create antibodies that target the autoantigen-causing type 1 diabetes. Further studies have used the process to create a working cure for genetic hair loss, irritable bowel syndrome, allergies, staph infections, bronchitis, and acne. Cogburn summed up the stats saying, quote, "This is serious stuff that would solve a lot of problems," end quote. As the current owner of the largest flock of domesticated ostriches in the world outside of South Africa, Cogburn said he is determined to be part of the solution by inviting investors, researchers, and universities to partner with him to create a commercial research ranch near him, the first of its kind. He has over 600 hens available that produce thousands of eggs every year, the secret ingredient to the medical discovery. Ostrich immune systems are highly effective at producing antibodies, protein molecules that work for the immune system using the original pathogen markers. After immunizing a hen, a completely harmless process, just like any human receiving a flu shot, her eggs will carry those antibodies, which can then be retrieved from the infertile eggs, isolated, and repackaged into a lozenge, cream, injectable, or serum. The antibodies can even be specified to target tumor markers in cancer patients. If only the state of Arizona realized what was possible, he stated, adding that he wants to make sure he does his part for the betterment of man. Man, what a thrill it'd be, he said. While the possibilities for cures are endless, the time to act is now. D.C. Cogburn is seeking an immediate move forward. He believes that at the age of 86 and with what is happening in the ostrich industry, the country is running out of options. For example, a recent government order has demanded a Canadian ostrich farm to destroy its entire flock. It's time to develop the cures here, Cogburn urged. As long as they allow his family to continue being the master caretakers for the birds, he has clarified. Ostriches have been a notable part of Arizona's history and character for over a century, and with this opportunity, they may become some of the most important birds on Earth. Inquiries should be directed to fun@roostercogburn.com. End of story. Our next article is entitled Chandler to Install Solar Panels on 23 City Buildings. This was posted in the Santan Sun News, June 16, 2025, and written by Ken Sain. The city of Chandler is moving forward on another plan that will use one-time dollars to generate ongoing savings. In this case, that savings is expected to be around $1.8 million annually. Council approved a resolution that will result in new solar arrays at city facilities, all at a cost of about $34 million. The expected savings will come in the amount the city must pay for energy in those buildings. The solar arrays, which the city will own, are expected to cut energy cost in half. The resolution creates an agreement between the city and Ameresco Incorporated, The company will install the solar panels on 23 buildings, including some of the buildings that require the most energy. It will take about a year to complete the installations. The agreement covers 20 years, and the city gets a guaranteed savings, meaning that if the expected savings are not realized, Amerisco will have to cover the difference. The city expects to save about $42.4 million over the 20-year agreement, easily covering the $34 million cost. The project is expected to pay for itself at the end of 15 years. The solar panels have a 25-year warranty, but have been tested and function effectively for up to 35 years. Council authorized the transfer of $18.9 million from the general fund to its Capital Projects Sustainability Fund to help pay for the cost. There was already $15 million in that account. It is receiving help in paying the bill. The federal government is kicking in $8.3 million from the Inflation Reduction Act. However, that money won't be available until the second year, so the city needs to pay all the upfront costs. The city began looking into this in 2023, shortly after Council added sustainability and technology to its strategic framework. In 2024, they paid for a study that looked at adding solar panels at 25 locations. The study determined that 23 of them were viable. A large portion of these solar panels will be placed at our three biggest energy consumers, said Stephen Turner, the Sustainability and Performance Officer. Our biggest one, Airport Water Reclamation Facility, is by far our largest energy user in the city. We'll be placing close to 4 megawatts of power there. That is nearly half of the 9 megawatts the city plans to spread over the 23 facilities. They will also be adding solar panels to the second and third biggest consumers, the Ocotillo Water Reclamation Facility and Pecos Surface Water Treatment Plant. Citizens will also see them on many of the buildings they visit, including City Hall, the Chandler Nature Center, Sunset Library, and nearly all of the fire stations. The city will not be adding them to Fire Station Number 4 because that building is scheduled to be torn down and replaced by an expanded facility. Utility customers stand to benefit from the savings. Turner said 70% of the expected savings will come from the utility funds, 60% for wastewater, 10% for water. Since the utility funds are enterprise funds, accounts that are treated like a business and must stand on their own financially, there's a chance utility customers could see either a decrease or at least a smaller increases in their rates than they would pay without the solar panels. So potentially this could have an effect on the impact on the rates, potentially reducing the rates because that overhead cost or that variable cost, which is being captured by solar, Councilman Matt Orlando asked. Yeah, we are working to do everything we can in-house to make sure that we absorb all costs before we go to our residents asking for more, Turner responded. Mayor Kevin Hartke pointed out the council has made it a priority to convert one-time dollars into ongoing savings, and this is just the latest project to do that. One-time dollars are extra revenue that city officials know will disappear at some point. The Intel expansion of its Ocotillo campus has put the city through a boom period with lots of extra one-time dollars. Other projects the city has done to use that money for ongoing savings includes paying off the unfunded liability in the public service personnel retirement system and converting all lights in the city to LED. Those two acts are expected to save the city about $10 million annually, and in the solar panels, that's nearly $12 million saved each year. That has been a priority of ours, continuing to see how we can take our one times and lower tomorrow, Hartke said. End of story. Queen Creek Planning Commission approves site plan permit for credit union. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent, June 12, 2025, and written by Janet Pettis. A new credit union could soon be opening in Queen Creek. A site plan and a conditional use permit for the proposed credit union were recommended for approval by the Queen Creek Planning and Zoning Commission at its Wednesday meeting. The requests will now go to the Queen Creek Town Council for final approval. The proposed First Credit Union would be located near the southeast corner of Signal Butte and Queen Creek Roads. The vote was 5-0. Commission Chairman David Gillette and Commissioner Lee Gum were absent. The site plans for a 3,541-square-foot First Credit Union office with three drive-through teller lanes and a walk-up ATM. The conditional use permit is required due to the drive-ins. The credit union will be built 250 feet east from the southeast corner of Signal Butte and Queen Creek Roads within the Madera Retail Commercial Center. Quote, the intersection is going to be surrounded by a Ventura Madera neighborhood to the south. Across the street, you have the newly installed Hancock at Hudson Station, where your Fry's and EOS will be located. Then to the north, you have vacant Barney Farms anticipated for future use, and then Heritage Acres on the other side of the intersection, end quote. Nathan Warren with the town's Planning and Zoning Department told the commissioners. Under the town's general plan, the property is designated as, quote, neighborhood, end quote, which allows for neighborhood commercial centers such as the Madera Commercial Retail Center. Quote, the proposed use, conditional use permit request, and site plan are consistent with the neighborhood land use category, end quote, according to a staff report. The site plan shows that the credit union will meet the minimum parking requirements by providing 14 parking stalls, and the Madera Commercial Retail Center will install an additional 15 stalls across from the property, according to the report. The drive-through teller windows will operate within the regular business hours, but the ATM will be open 24/7. Warren said no member of the public attended a community meeting held May 19th to discuss the proposed credit union. Staff has not received any comments from the public whatsoever, Warren said. Among the staff's conditions for approval of the site plan and conditional use permit are mechanical equipment, electrical, meter, and service components and similar utility devices, whether ground level, wall mounted, or roof mounted, must be screened and painted to match the main color of the building or to blend in with adjacent landscaping. All roof mounted equipment must be fully screened by the roof parapet. Landscaping must be maintained and in conformance with the town zoning ordinance, design standards, and the approved landscape plan for the Madera Commercial Retail Center. The site plan for the retail center was approved by the town in October 2024. End of story. Please send your comments about this article to azopinions@iniusa.org. We are committed to publishing a wide variety of reader opinions as long as they meet our civility guidelines. Janet Perez can be reached at jperez@iniusa.org. End of story. Our next article is entitled Queen Creek Parks and Rec Committee Members Sought. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent, June 13, 2025. No author is listed. Queen Creek is currently seeking residents to serve on the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee. Quote, the committee offers assistance and advice in the development and review of goals and objectives for parks, trails, and open spaces in Queen Creek, as well as recreational programs and events, end quote, according to a town press release. The committee meets at least 4 times a year, though more meetings may be held as needed. Meetings typically take place at 6 p.m. on Tuesdays. Committee appointments are made by the mayor with the approval of the town council. Term lengths are 2 years, with a limit of 3 terms. Serving on the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee requires living in Queen Creek municipal boundaries. Visit queencreekaz.gov/DOILIVEINQC to confirm residency. Those interested can complete an application online. End of story. You are listening to the East Valley News on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today we are focusing on the news of the past week for Santan and Queen Creek. My name is Leslie Hunt. I'm your volunteer reader. Continuing on, our next article is entitled, New Camp Lets Queen Creek Teens Develop Events. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune, June 12, 2025. No author is listed. Queen Creek's next teen event could be the brainchild of teens themselves. The Teen Tank is a week-long entrepreneurship camp where teens can build a team, brainstorm a creative concept, and pitch their ideas for events to Parks and Recreation staff. The event runs from 9 a.m. to noon, June 23rd through 27th, in the Teen Room at the Queen Creek Recreation and Aquatic Center, 22343 East Ryan Road in Frontier Family Park. Teen Tank is open to kids ages 13 through 18. At the camp, teens will develop event ideas that they would like to see come to life in the Teen Room and pitch them in a, quote, Shark Tank, end quote, style finale. Quote, throughout the week, participants will collaborate in teams to develop a full-scale event from concept to execution. They'll dive into budgeting, marketing, logistics, and leadership, then pitch and present their final event plan to Parks and Recreation staff during a live showcase at the end of the week, end quote, according to the town's website. The event costs $50 per teen residents and $62.50 for non-resident teens. To learn more about the event and to register, go to at www.queencreekaz.gov/recregistration, rec registration. End of story. Our next article is entitled Queen Creek Planning Commission Recommends Permit for Dog Training Site. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent June 14, 2025, and written by Janet Perez. The Queen Creek Planning and Zoning Commission voted to recommend the Town Council approve a conditional use permit for a dog training and event business near Hawes Road and Superstition Drive. The approval came during the Commission's meeting on Wednesday. The vote was 5-0. Commission Chair David Gillette and Commissioner Lee Gum were absent. D&D Mini Ranch Trial and Livestock, 20026 East Superstition Drive, includes the management, breeding, and daily training of stock dogs and St. Croix sheep, as well as stock dog training events. It also hosts dog herding trials. The nearly 5-acre property owned by Dan and Diane Sanderson contains a single-family residence, accessory structures, and agricultural pens. The owners are asking for a conditional use permit after the town's Code Compliance Division received an anonymous complaint earlier this year about the number of animals being kept on the property, dust and animal waste order, according to a staff report. Dan Sanderson told the commissioners that when they purchased the property, their real estate agent told them the land was zoned to allow their business. The site is zoned rural residential. Eric Swanson, planning administrator for the town, told the commission that the Sandersons immediately began work to get the permit as soon as they were informed. This is not a situation where we had to pull people along and say, do this or else type thing. It was a, we don't know, how do we rectify this, Swanson said. A permit would allow for the agricultural-based stock dog training and event operation that includes the management, breeding, and daily training of stock dogs and sheep, as well as stock dog herding trials. Since receiving the complaint, the Sandersons have not held any events at the site. The stock dog event period starts in November and ends in March and includes up to 6 competitions lasting from 1 to 3 days with between 20 and 40 people attending. The trials have drawn participants from around the nation as well as international judges. All events are sanctioned by either Australian Shepherd Club of America or Mountain States Stock Dog Association. During the competition event period, the number of cattle and sheep on site exceeds the town's permitted animal unit allowance of up to 9 large, 45 medium, or 90 small livestock animals. Quote, though a complaint was received earlier this year in regard to the number of animals being cared for on the property and dust and odors associated with such, 2 separate visits from the town staff did not find any odors being generated from the site to be greater than expected from a small-scale agricultural operation, end quote, the report stated. Some of the Sandersons' neighbors voiced their support for the project during the meeting. The greatest majority of the people in our neighborhood support this. I think it's a great thing for our town. I think it's a great thing for our neighborhood. I support it, and I ask you to do the same, neighbor Al Weiss said. Another neighbor said he has not had issues with D&D Mini Ranch trial and livestock, and that his young children enjoy watching events from over their fence. 80-something percent of the time the wind in the area blows from west to east, and we're on the east, and we have never had any issues whatsoever with smell or dust or manure residue floating around or nothing like that. I think they've got a great thing going, Trevor Forbes said. Dan Sanderson told the commissioners that he will continue to make sure his business and events do not have a negative effect on the community. He also expressed his dedication to ensuring that all the animals on his property receive the best care. It's important that we are stewards of the animals, and stockmanship is the first and foremost important thing with the trials, and it carries over to grazing, he said. That resonated with Commissioner Spencer Hale. I come from a background of livestock and ranching and whatnot, and I share the concerns that you also mentioned about the care of animals, Hale said. It seems to me like you're really on top of that, so that's something I appreciate. That seems like you're operating in really good faith here. End of story. Please send your comments about this article to azopinions@iniusa.org. We are committed to publishing a wide variety of reader opinions as long as they meet our civility guidelines. Janet Perez can be reached at jperez@iniusa.org. Our next article is entitled Cancer Nonprofit Seeks School Supply Help in Chandler. This was posted in the Santan Sun News June 15, 2025. No author is listed. The Children's Cancer Network is seeking donations as it prepares for its back-to-school event in July. The Chandler nonprofit has created an Amazon wish list of over 24 items, including new backpacks, graphing calculators, Crayola crayons, highlighters, reams of copy paper, spiral notebooks, glue sticks, and more. The donated items will be distributed to CNN's cancer fighters and their siblings, both at hospitals and during the nonprofit's July summer camp. Children's Cancer Network supports children and families throughout their cancer journey with programs and services designed to provide financial assistance, promote education, encourage healthy lifestyles, and create an awareness of issues they face related to childhood cancer. In 2024, a National Retail Federation study found that back-to-school shopping costs average $875 per family, rivaling the costs of holiday spending in December. Patty Luttrell, CCN Executive Director and co-founder, said the start of the school year can be overwhelming for many families affected by childhood cancer. We strive to address the highest priority needs at the time when they are needed the most. Many of the families we serve have had financial hardship due to the high costs of cancer treatment, she said. We provide our families with gas cards, food cards, and each summer we provide backpacks and school supplies so they can feel confident about starting the new school year. Donations are requested by June 20th. They can be shipped from Amazon directly to Children's Cancer Network, 6150 West Chandler Boulevard, number 1, 480-398-1564. Whether you are donating a backpack as an individual or coordinating a back-to-school drive and collecting school supplies at your business, we are very grateful for your support, Luttrell said. The anticipation of the school year starting should be exciting, not stressful. Your support truly makes a difference for the families we serve. For more information about Children's Cancer Network, visit childrenscancernetwork.org. End of story. Our next article is entitled Queen Creek to conduct pavement assessment. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune April 27, 2025 and updated May 15, 2025, written by Lily Rosenborough. The Queen Creek Pavement Preservation Division is joining forces with Roadway Asset Services to conduct a comprehensive pavement assessment of all town-owned roadways. Roadway Asset Services is a company specializing in data collection and analysis, often working under transportation companies or municipalities. Residents may see a roadway asset service vehicle along major roads collecting data on the town's sidewalks and streets. The machinery uses sensors and laser technology to collect information about Queen Creek's roads. This data may include light posts, signs, walkways, pavement markings, and stormwater inlets. Quote, once the data collection phase is complete, RAS will integrate the information into the town's asset management system, end quote, the town said in a statement. Quote, using the updated data set, RAS will develop an optimized pavement management plan and a multi-year tool to optimize the maintenance of the town's roadways, end quote. According to the press release, Queen Creek has made transportation and roads a major focus of their budgeting and maintenance plans. Over the past decade, the town council has spent more than $200 million on improving the existing roadways. A majority of these projects were laid out in its 2016 Transportation Master Plan, and the data being collected will greatly contribute to these goals. Quote, this initiative supports the town's corporate strategic goal to deliver superior infrastructure through efficient construction and maintenance, end quote. The town said in a statement, quote, with access to real-time, accurate data, staff will be equipped to plan, manage, maintenance, and rehabilitation efforts across the town's paved roadway network, end quote. The town of Queen Creek developed a multi-model transportation master plan in 2016 to maintain and repair roadways. The plan outlined standards for traffic control and local street designs. It also listed how areas just outside the town would be affected by these changes. The entire project is guided by a main mission statement to improve the infrastructure of roadways and streets. Quote, develop a multi-model transportation system for all users that promotes and enhances mobility, safety, efficiency, quality of life. It is sustainable and encourages economic development, end quote. The town council said in a report, quote, the development of a transportation master plan is a process that involves many steps. The process involves identifying the vision and goals that guide the development of the plan, end quote. And end of story. Thank you for joining me today for the East Valley News for Santan and Queen Creek. I'm your volunteer reader, Leslie Hunt. Stay tuned for the Arizona Republic coming up next on Sun Sounds of Arizona.